Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll play anywhere. We'll play on grass. We'll play in turf. We'll go to landfill. Doesn't matter. And that's what we got to be. That's who we have to be. Because we'll tread water as long as it takes to bury you.
Dan Campbell, the coach of the Lions, who's a maniac, and it's, in my way of thinking, a very likable guy, in the new season of Hard Knocks Detroit Lions. And by the way, I just want to briefly thank Tyrion Lannister and Ron Burgundy and Snoop Dogg and Larry David, Jamie Lee Curtis, all those people for contributing to that sounder. Jody, the new season of Hard Knocks is on. As we know, it focuses on the Detroit Lions, who happen to be the Eagles' first opponent this year. Lev Schreiber narrates, as always. Dan Campbell is a maniac. Deuce Staley is the greatest. I'll give you my quick take. The Lions are super likable. Football is fun when you watch this. And it's the theme of this year's show is that, you know, hope springs eternal for a perennially bad franchise. Give me your overall on the new season of HBO's Hard Knocks.
First episode was very good. A lot of it has been there, done that. But I don't know about you. It works for me. Even though we've had bad teams be picked, new coach, changing attitudes, it's not that HBO hasn't done it before. It just always seems to work. Maybe it's a comfort level. Maybe it's like being an old shoe. I know someone
there you go.
That reference recently. That's what Hard Knocks is to me.
Yeah.
I continue to enjoy it, even though there's a little been there, done that to it. And, I like Campbell a great deal. He's just a fun guy and, I think, a motivational coach.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the bottom line, Glenn. The Lions are going to be bad again this year. No matter how inspirational Dan Campbell is, no matter how great a job Deuce Staley does competing with his buddy Aaron Glenn, the offense against the defense in practice and trash talking between coach and all that fun stuff from the other day, their team's just not that good. Their talent isn't that good.
Yeah.
And no matter how motivating their coaching staff is, I think that the Eagles are going to go in there and roll them in week number one, and the Lions will be lucky to win six games this year.
See, so that it's a funny thing, let me talk about several things that you said. I always like it too, and the reason I think is the timing. I've missed football. My friend is back. You can call it the old shoe, and it's you're there. It's I haven't had football for so long, and I've been watching some preseason football, Eagles and some other teams, and it's not the first quarter is okay, and then it usually gets pretty dreary, but this is, they're not playing the games, but they're in the practices in football, and Dan Campbell is on the stage, and he paces, and he looks like he can bench press the stadium. He's talking about grit, and he's quoting Metallica, and I wrote down one quote he said, if you can interpret this. Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes, I will beat your ass. We're going to tread water until we bury you.
Yeah, that is
amazing.
In a quote. You can't have a better example of what Dan Campbell's all about than that particular quote. And oh, by the way, No Leaf Clover might be my favorite Metallica song of all.
Oh.
And incorporated that into the video.
Had you there.
Oh, my God, did I love that.
Okay. They got in the first episode, they got some things right. I thought and I've been watching it for years, and they always do the feature where the rookies have to come up and sing the song in front of the team, right? They've seen that a million times. Aiden Hutchinson doing Michael Jackson's Billie Jean was tremendous. I mean, he was really good, and it was entertaining, and it got the team stoked up. That was like four golden minutes, I thought.
The linebacker doing the salsa thereafter.
Yeah, was
great. It was great. Both of the rookies were great.
I don't know if they can play, but they can sing and dance.
Yes.
Deuce Staley, who's a maniac, it was great. You love Deuce. I think I can say this. He chews out guys for farting in the meeting room. Was pretty funny. Also got a little Hank Fraley, Honey Buns, a little bit of him. So what I think the local angle here, and I've heard it a lot on our station, look at what they're doing because they're hitting in practice. And Campbell talks about how you have to hit, you have to get ready, you have to be in game shape, you have to have the mindset. And I think a lot of people here who are looking at the Eagles having Camp Cupcake are getting nervous about it, thinking, oh, my God, you know, the Eagles are sleeping through training camp and look at what the Lions are doing. I agree with you that they're just not going to be that good. They can hit each other as much as they want. They're not going to be that good.
Glenn, if the Detroit Lions are a freight train coming your way, I'm doubting it.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
They can quote Metallica all they want, one of the greatest rock songs of the last 25 years. I just don't see it about this team because the talent's not that good. The impassioned plea by Jamal Williams talking about the team when they gather together on the field and he's almost coming to tears. Well, that's nice. Jamal Williams is a less than average back in the National Football League. And the Lions offense does not scare me. Their number one draft pick that they moved up to get isn't going to be ready for the start of the season. I think it's actually advantageous that the Eagles are playing the Lions early. I've been disagreed with this, that you want to play the Lions at the end of the year when they know they're bad and they've already given up. No, I'd rather play them right away at the beginning of the season and get a W up on the scoreboard because you're just better than they are. So I like the fact that the Eagles are open up against the Lions, and I think they're winning week one by double-digit points.
All right. So talking about Hard Knocks, and you mentioned this. It's the same stuff that we've seen year after year. It's, you know, the coach-em-up tackling montage and the story. We haven't gotten it, but you know you get the undrafted rookie or the grizzled vet trying to hang on one more year and the conflicts and the montages to hit you right in the feels. But some teams are very reluctant to show anything. Remember when they did the Raiders and Mayock and Gruden didn't want to give them anything? This one, Dan Campbell, man, he's out there and they're showing everything. Very hard to dislike. It helps the show that they got a loose nut as their main character this year. He's the main focus, and it's going to be good. You mentioned that great scene of Staley and Aaron Glenn trash talking. That was pretty funny, too. I'll give it a solid 8 out of 10 because I'm hooked.
Same here. Here's the one thing I will say, that it has lost a little of its luster, not of its own accord, but just a fact the way things have played out in the National Football League. It used to be a great pull back the curtain and you get to see stuff that John Hugh Public just never gets to see in the locker room. The players talking with the coach and the coach is talking directly to the players. That's not the case anymore because with social media having become what it is and teams put out their own media aspects, you get to see the victory speech by the coach in the locker room after the fact.
Andy Danson.
When Hard Knocks started, you had none of that. This was the first time you ever got to go into an NFL locker room and see video of what's being said and what's going down. So it's lost a little of its edge. Not a ton, but a little of its edge because teams control the video that comes out of their locker room post-game now and put it on their own social media. So they're swimming a little bit upstream with Hard Knocks. I thought they did a great job in episode one.
All the years that you watched Hard Knocks, is there one scene that particularly strikes you? Because there's one that does for me, and it's as a negative.
Really? Tell me. I don't know what
you're referring to. Hugh Douglas got cut by Jacksonville on Hard Knocks.
Ooh.
Because we love Hugh. Hugh was on yesterday. We had him on yesterday. He got in the Eagles Hall of Fame. Yeah, what's his name? It was the Jaguars coach. Why am I forgetting his name? Anyway.
Coughlin?
No, I don't think it was Coughlin.
Didn't come?
I don't remember, but I remember they're discussing it, and they're making their cuts. And Hugh, and like, oh, God, that was bad. One other thing I want to run by you, and we'll get back to the phones in 1 second, 215-592-9494. Don't forget, $50 gift card from Shy Vintage Sports for whoever gives us the most exciting play in sports. We haven't gotten a lot of those from our callers. So very soon, when the season starts, starting in week two, Thursday Night Football, Jody Mack, is going to be on Amazon this year. And during the baseball season, Phillies fans are trying to get used to watching games on Apple TV and so on. Most fans are not used to watching games streaming. Apple is going to be very different. They did a survey last week of football fans, Cumulus Media and Westwood One. They surveyed 1,000 Americans, 18 and older, who say they are football fans. And 54% of them who say they watch Thursday Night Football were unaware it was on Amazon, and I think 47% were not aware that it is on Amazon, and 54% said they are not Amazon Prime members. So that means they likely won't have access to the game when it streams unless they subscribe. Now, when it's your local team, they will put it on the local networks. But right. Thursday Night Football, which I just kind of sometimes come home and it's like, you know, 10 o'clock at night, and it's like, yeah, I'll just crash in bed and watch that. I do get Amazon, but a lot of people don't. Are people going to watch?
You know what I think will be tremendously intriguing, Mac, and somebody will be able to find the answer to this question somewhere. How much Amazon people who buy into it increase between week one and week two? Because if you're giving me these numbers, 50% didn't even know that it was on Amazon. Well, they're probably still not going to know. Those individuals will, because they were asked the question and they're going to react to
those 1,000 people. Right.
Right. But just overall, people are going to go, wait, was football on?
Yeah. They're
I don't
for
have
Thursday
this.
Night football.
How do I have to do it? And yeah. They might get lousy ratings week one, but I guarantee you there will be an increase in week number two, because people are going to go, oh, damn, I guess I'm going to have to pay for this because it's going to be on every single week going forward.
I guess. Now, listen, it's Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, right? So they're putting money into it. They got a big broadcast team, and I imagine they're going to do a very good production. But for me, Thursday Night Football is the one I watch the least. I just kind of, because it's often not very good games. I don't know if they improved the quality of the opponents for it this year. It's often been throwaway games. But for me, it's like, if I'm doing nothing and I just want to veg out, it's like, oh, there's football, I'll turn it on. But it's not something I usually seek. So I don't know how that's going to work.
You know what used to make me laugh, MacMan? You'd get the quotes every single year from the players, and usually significant enough players that their name would grab your attention, that Thursday Night Football was wrong, and it was a joke, and it put them more at risk, and the NFL is screwing us by playing Thursday Night Football. And I would take the stance all the time. Well, tell the players that the amount of extra money they get because the game is on solo basis on a Thursday night, whatever broadcast outlet is, but they're getting 2% of their gross revenues because that game is separated and broadcast out. So ask every player if they'll take a 2% pay cut, and guess what? The NFL will do away with Thursday Night Football. How many do you think would actually say yes? Okay.
No, players will never take.
Never. The players fight the fight to make more money, and they never win in the CBAs. Yeah. They always have to take less practice than get more money. So now you're offering them a pay cut? Do you think anyone's going to stand up and go, yes, to prevent myself and my teammates from getting injured, I'll take a 2% pay cut? Nobody's ever doing that.
No, never. Let's get Jonathan in Plymouth Meeting. You're on with Jody and Glenn. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, I have a Phillies concern, or I could stick with football and do an Eagles point, too.
Well, what's top of your mind?
Well, if I dig deep, I got the Phillies, and I got us facing a really nasty lefty in the playoffs, and I got the bullpen lefty heavy. And I'm scared a little bit. I need your guys' relief on my scaredness of our depth on righty bats. We got Veerling and Marsh. Or no, Marsh is lefty. We got Veerling. That's it.
You have Real Muto's a righty. You got Hoskins, who's a righty. You got Bohm, who's a righty. I'm not sure where.
Yeah, I agree. Our 1-9 is balanced starting, but if we need depth for any reason,
you talking about the bench?
So
Yeah, well, if the Phillies got it, listen, the bench has done very well. I don't want to criticize it because the bench won the game on Friday, or guys who are not normally starters have won the game on Friday, Vierling for Castellanos.
The lefties are electric on the bench.
Yeah, I know, but these days, and Jody, I'll run this by you, teams have such short benches. And now that there's the DH, you don't need pinch hitters as much as you ever did. That I don't think you're going to win or lose a playoff game on your bench.
Okay, no. That does relieve my worry, so thank
it's
you.
Good.
And then on the Eagles, can I go on that too?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So I got on at any given time on the field, out of 11 players on defense, we'll have six or five like really above average players at any time, and then on the offense maybe 6 to 8 at any time, and that's discluding Jalen. We got 3 X-factor linemen. We got 2 X-factor receivers. One will be on the field at all times. I think we got enough playmakers to really do some damage if we're coached right.
Joe,
don't disagree on any of the points. I might go to a 4th offensive lineman. Dickerson could get to that level this year. He's not there yet, but he could be able to get there. Yeah, no, they got 11-win talent on this team.
Yep, they do. They stay healthy. They could be good. Jonathan, we got to run. Give us the most exciting play in sports.
The 30-plus yard, 40-plus yard elusive run play.
Okay.
With a nasty run. Juke.
I hear you. That's not bad. It's not bad. 215-592-9494. He's Jody McDonald. I'm Glenn Macnow on 94 WIP.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.